This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is James Bond, the Godfather of Soul. I feel good. You check it out, my man, Mike Siegel. Hit it, buddy, hit it, buddy, hit it, buddy.
Welcome in. Good to be back. How are you doing? We've got a great conversation coming up as we speak. And I want to say this. There's been a lot of conversation about Islamophobia and the generalizing in a bigoted fashion an entire group of people. And that's a legitimate criticism. Those who commit the crimes, the Islamic jihadists, are the ones who need to be held accountable, not an entire religion. And there are those who would chastise Christians going after bake shops and florists and wedding venues because they won't participate in a wedding ceremony for a same-sex couple. We've seen all of that going on. And now some Democrats are saying we don't need prayers after the horrifying shootings in Dayton and El Paso. With all of that, everything comes up about it, and yet it is simply a fact that the hate crimes and hate acts, painting a swastika on a synagogue against Jewish people and Jewish institutions, is far more pervasive than in any of those other groups. And God forbid there should be a killing of an Islamic person simply because they're Islamic. There would be an outpouring and an outrage from all of the left-wing radicals. And that's legitimate. That person should not be, obviously, a victim simply because they're Islamic. And it should be condemned to do that to that person. But when it happens, 54% of those acts being against Jewish people or Jewish institutions, according to the FBI, and everybody yawns about it, except with a paltry little concern at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. There was one in California that got almost no attention. In the American press, when children get killed in Israel, it's an afterthought. But if the Israelis kill a legitimate terrorist who may have killed hundreds of people over his unfortunate career, there's all this pouring out of outrage at Israel for killing off that person. Anti-Semitism is a virulent, toxic existence on this planet, certainly in Europe, maybe even worse than it is here. Tammy Rossman Benjamin fights it in her own way, the Amcha Initiative. They do it in terms of the schools, primarily. The BDS movement, which has pervaded our campuses, got a lot of attention because of Omar, and we're delighted to have her with us. Ms. Benjamin, nice to have you with us. How are you?
It's nice to be back. Thanks, Mike.
It's a pleasure. Is there anything I said, if you heard it, that you want to take issue with? I'll give you a chance to do that.
No, I don't. I mean, I think that everything that you've said is correct in a general case, and it's also correct in what's happening on campuses. And what we've been most concerned about here in California is this particular worldview, and in particular the sort of the disappearing of Jews and anti-Semitism when it comes to talking about sort of violence against ethnic minorities.
Yeah,
we're finding this in the curricula of high school ethnic studies courses that are being required of all high school students to take before graduation, or at least that's a pending piece of legislation that we're all very concerned about at this point, because there is right now under consideration model ethnic studies curriculum that was actually mandated by the state legislature in 2016. And that model ethnic studies curriculum, which is supposed to be discussed all ethnic groups and supposed to open up sort of the vistas of all students to all different cultures and ethnic groups, doesn't mention Jews at all, except a few very instances with sort of anti-Semitic stereotypes. It doesn't mention anti-Semitism at all, yet it mentions almost every other form of bigotry, including, of course, Islamophobia. Islamophobia has a whole entry, as well as other kinds of bigotry, but you look under the glossary that goes with the ethnic studies curriculum under A, and there's no anti-Semitism. In fact, there's no mention of anti-Semitism in the whole curriculum, which is very, very disturbing for the California Jewish community. And it's even beyond that, because the curriculum has sort of written into it. It has a whole section on Arab Muslim Americans, which I don't in particular take issue with that, except for, as I said, there's nothing about Jews and Jewish Americans, and there's a whole big section on Islamophobia, and nothing about anti-Semitism. But in terms of talking about the only country out, this is, of course, an ethnic studies of American, of Americans, American groups, ethnic groups, except when they talk about Arabs and Muslims and Palestinians, they talk about Israel, and of course, they talk about Israel in a very, very negative light. They promote the anti-Semitic boycott, divestment, sanctions movement as, you know, something that students should sort of engage in order to fight for the rights of Palestinians. So it's an extraordinarily biased, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic curriculum that at this point is, if the legislation passes, which it might well pass in the next few days, in California, would make it a requirement for every student in the state to take a course based on this model curriculum before they graduate from high school. So this is what's really concerning so many of us now, because this would change the face of the state. This would make it extraordinarily difficult for Jewish students to express themselves at all, but certainly to express support for Israel, or to even talk about being threatened by terrorism, right, or by Islamic terrorism, because that would be considered an act of Islamophobia. So the things that you were talking about at the beginning of your show is exactly what we're seeing in this curriculum, but this is really serious, because this is going to be something that every high school student in the state is going to be indoctrinated by, and on college campuses, which are already reeling from severe anti-Semitism and mostly motivated by sort of anti-Israel and anti-Zionist sentiment, we're going to see dramatic increases in anti-Semitic acts on college campuses in the coming years. And it's frightening.
Let me start with one point, because this ires me, and we may have talked about this, or I may have mentioned this to you in the past. It's people like Steven Spielberg who are to blame, Barbara Streisand, other Jewish major figures in California, who kowtow to the left. Steven Spielberg gave an award for his work for the Jewish people in Israel to Barack Obama. I almost puked. Obama himself wouldn't say that, I'm sure. He'd be honest enough to acknowledge his support for the Palestinians. It's stunning to me, and California Jews and Jews all over the country, particularly in California, probably voting 65-70% for Democrats, who are the ones in the legislature passing this kind of legislation. So the Jewish population in California is culpable for much of that activity. I've written about this, by the way, in some publications. And when we come back, we have a break coming up, but I'd like to get your thoughts about that, because I happen to think that unless the Jewish community stood tall together against this and voted for the right people, we wouldn't have this problem.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Mike Siegel. Good to have you with us. I've solved the problem I want to help you solve. So here in my studio, I was getting tired of the ugly, worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It was dented and cracked and the corners curl up. I have to replace it over and over. So this time I got a glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're made of super strong glass, strong enough to hold 1,000 pounds and never dent. Now I glide on a smooth glass chair mat, and is this thing beautiful? No more dingy plastic. Every Vitraza glass chair mat gets a lifetime warranty. Want to know how to get one? Buy it direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. Shipping is free. You'll save 10% with my name, Mike. Here's their website again, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. Remember, save 10% with code Mike, Vitraza.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back at it. Good to have you with us. Mike Siegel in. Tammy Rossman Benjamin is here. The AMCHA Initiative is her organization, AMCHA Initiative, and you can Google it, get online, take a look. They do great work. Ms. Benjamin, I don't want to get you into a political situation here, but I think it's pretty fair to say that it has not come from the right, but primarily from the left with regard to the political elements of anti-Semitism, Even Bernie Sanders, who happens to be Jewish, constantly attacks Israel. And so he had Linda Sarsour on his campaign. So without getting too much into politics, is it not the case that the Jewish people in California have kind of bought into a situation where they made their own bed, now they have to sleep in it?
Well, that's a difficult question. I mean, I think there is what you're saying. The heart of what you're saying is absolutely right, which is that there is a leftist ideology, and certainly it's the ideology that's at the heart of ethnic studies, which is identity politics, essentially, which divides the world into different identities, and it says that some are good and some are bad. And you're either an oppressed minority or you are the oppressor and the enemy. And that part of ethnic studies actually sort of aims its sights at the enemy. That's sort of at the heart of the discipline. And I think that unfortunately it's that whole way of looking at the world that is a function of identity politics is unfortunately, that is the prism through which everybody sees the world in California. So many people see the world, including a lot of the Jewish community. That's true. But certainly, the universities, the colleges and universities in the state, and in many states, of course, and it's very difficult in that environment where that's the given. It's not even questioned. If you question it, you're the bad guy. you look like you're the racist or the Islamophobe or the hater, but it's really the opposite. You're just saying, look, your worldview leads to hatred. It leads to bigotry. It leads to dividing our society and our nation and our campuses and not bringing them together with common values of things that we all believe in individual rights and basic liberties. That's the antithesis of what's being taught. And really, it's not just what's being taught. It's really the whole worldview of a generation of individuals. I guess it is on the left. Although I just see I'm not sure I find the labels as helpful as I find the harmful effects very helpful in showing what a danger this is to our society, what a danger this is to our high school students, to our college students, to everyone who cares about the future of our state.
And no question about that. And when California is a huge state, something like the seventh largest economy in the world, bigger than most governmental economies, sovereign nation economies. But I think that's a part of the problem, is that the Jewish people don't stand up and be counted. And when they don't stand up and be counted, the others will just walk on them. They leave a void. Islamic people would not allow that to happen. Christians are standing up. They're standing up and saying, no, we're not going to participate in that ceremony because we don't believe in it religiously. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's hard to stand up when there's not an even playing field, right? When Jews try to stand up for themselves to say what's threatening them, they're accused of racism. They're accused of Islamophobia.
Well, wait a minute now. Let me just throw something out here. If Barbara Streisand chose to donate what she donates to Democrat left-wing causes to a Jewish cause such as yours, if Steven Spielberg chose to do that, and let me put it this way. You have 83 organizations standing up against this California proposal. Yours among them. If those funds were donated to the Amcha Initiative, your organization, on behalf of those 83 organizations and the Jewish people, and there were substantial amounts of money donated from well-to-do Jews, Rob Reiner, I mean, you could name him in California. You can't tell me that that wouldn't have a huge impact and effect. You could run ads on television. You could put ads online at Facebook, at Twitter, at wherever it may be. and blanket that state with exposing this. The Jewish people have not stood together to expose this. And if you had the money, couldn't you expose it effectively?
You know, I'm just not sure, because everything is parried into something else these days, right? I mean, if you try to attack a golden calf like ethnic studies, you're the bad guy. And the more money you put into that attack, the worse you are.
No, but you see, here's what
I've
got to just point one thing out. I'm not talking about attacking the baby with the bathwater. I'm talking about you could run an ad and pull out, extract from the actual document elements that you describe here as being anti-Semitic, and then run a 30-second ad on television with a narrator showing the quotes of this anti-Semitic material required in all California high schools if it passes. Do that and say, this is what's in there. We don't condemn the whole proposal. We condemn this aspect of it that's anti-Semitic. That's the way you do that.
Well, to my mind, there's a few issues here. One is the issue of the curriculum itself, which is anti-Israel. It's anti-Semitic. And that's clearly so. It's definitely flawed and awful curriculum. But there's a bigger problem, and this is what the letter that you just referenced, that these 83 groups sent to the Department of Education, is exactly about this bigger problem, which is really, I think, at the source of everything. It's not that there are people who have bad views of Jews or of Israel, because there are always going to be people who have bad views of Jews and Israel. The problem here is that faculty who hold those views and educators in K through 12 are actually allowed to put those views into their state mandated curricula, are actually allowed to bring those views and teach those views in their public classroom. That's the problem.
Okay, my precise point, we're taking a break shortly, we'll come back, but my precise point is that if you took just quotes of those views that are being made part of this document to teach these kids, and it was in a television ad, or if it were exposed more with more funds available to do that exposing of these outrageous anti-Semitic elements of that document that for teaching kids in public schools, the public would become more outraged about it. I don't think most people in California even know about this. So that's where part of the problem is. You need to get the public on your side and expose them and embarrass the legislature and embarrass the professors who are doing this and the teachers who are doing this. We'll come right back, Ms. Benjamin. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Was The Exorcist a fictional movie? This is Mike Siegel. Once you hear my interviews with Father Eugene Gallagher recorded in March of 1974, you will believe that possession and exorcism are powerful and real forces in the universe. Father Gallagher taught William Peter Blatty on the subject of exorcism, which led Blatty to write the book and result in the production of the film version of The Exorcist in 1973. Father Gallagher's interviews with me were so powerful that Warner Home Video decided to use 20 minutes of our 2.5-hour interview in the 40th anniversary release of The Exorcist last year. Now you can have the entire 2.5-hour interview on DVD. Order your copy of this unforgettable interview at www.mikesiegel.com. That's www.mikesiegel.com. Keep the lights on when you watch this compelling interview. www.mikesiegel.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. They visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being in some ways responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back we are. Good to be in. Mike Siegel here. Tammy Rossman Benjamin is with us. The AMCHA Initiative is her organization, AMCHA Initiative. You check it out on the on your website, on your laptop or smartphone, and you'll be glad you did. They have great stuff at this website. All right, so Ms. Benjamin, I guess the point I'm trying to make is exposing this to the public in a very large way. I'll use an analogy, which I remember, but you won't probably. I'm dating myself here, but I remember Dr. King's campaign in the 60s and the Civil Rights Movement. And there was a kind of an apathy in the country before that about the issue of race. But when Dr. King went public and it came to the visual medium, television, and people across the country saw the fire hoses turned on Dr. King and Ralph David Abernathy and John Lewis, who became congressman from Georgia, and others, the whole crowd really, it outraged the American people because they could see what was happening. They knew nothing about directly any of what was going on in the South. And I'm suggesting that animating what's going on in California with this curriculum and mandate coming from the state legislature that basically is replete with anti-Semitism is something that needs to be publicized to the point that it becomes so embarrassing that they'll back off. I've been too long involved in political campaigns to know that this would work if they had a lot of attention to it when people became outraged about it. What about that?
You know, in general, I agree with you. I think that's the way to proceed. I think the best disinfectant is sunshine. I think you need to shine a light on what's happening. But you also, at least in California, the deck is pretty much stacked against trying to speak up about something that is actually become institutionalized, right? For the state legislators or for the public school system to embrace a particular worldview. In this case, as I said, it's really very rooted in identity politics, which I think is something that's so destructive to our society. But if that's how you see the world, then anybody who complains about that, even if they have valid complaints about how that worldview treats them, if the worldview is stronger than the individuals and how you think about those individuals, if you already target those individuals and consider them white and privileged, as a lot of people consider Jews, so then they're just being cranky, right? And this is, you know, they have to check their privilege, right? And the real oppressed are, of course, the oppressed minorities, and that's what this ethnic studies program is supposed to teach their students about. So it's, you know, sometimes you can get into this sort of loop or this catch-22 where no matter what you do, it looks bad. And it's perceived as something bad. If you spend money on an ad, then you're controlling the media, right? And that's sort of how it doesn't look good, because it comports with anti-Semitic stereotypes. So I said, my point, Mike, isn't that there isn't the will to do this, and that Jews aren't strong enough or proud enough to stand up for this. I think at least the California Jews that I know, this has created an incredible outrage in the Jewish community here. There are lots of people who are speaking up about this, but it becomes, and here's where I sort of get even stuck myself. On the one hand, you know, Jews should have rights too, of course. We should be a group, and we should have rights, and we have anti-Semitism, and Jews should be explored and understood as an ethnic group. But on the other hand, is that just sort of playing into the identity politics that's at the heart of the problem, right? Isn't it better to say, let's look at people as individuals? And yes, let's study about different ethnicities and different cultures, but let's also look at what our shared common values are. And not try to pit this as an us versus them, and everybody's clamoring for their rights and for their protections, right? But ultimately, we have to get beyond that. But these courses are actually designed to do the opposite. They're not designed to bring people together. They're designed to target political enemies and go after them.
Right.
And it's really hard for those political enemies to you know, when it's so. I mean, it's not just a course in a university, right? Or even at several universities. It's going to be at every single high school in the state. High school. We're even talking about teaching it to elementary school kids.
Right? Well,
killing it down to that low.
I understand your point, but clearly that's the case. And you're making the point that the other side is being divisive. But there's got to be a way to stand up and say, we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to abide this. We're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to accept this.
I think more than that. I think that we need to do something else. So this is really. We often try to think in these terms. AMCHA does, our organization, which is to think what would be a positive way forward, right? I mean, I think that we can without even focusing or, let's say, getting stuck in the outrage of sort of the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel aspects of this curriculum, to say, look, what we need here are safeguards against any kind of politicization, right? I mean, if you were to read this curriculum, I don't know if you've seen it, it's hundreds of pages, but it's wildly problematic in a number of areas, right? I mean, it bashes Trump every which way, and it bashes, you know, it's very sort of left wing, radical left politics, right? That is encouraging students to engage in civil disobedience, to fight President Trump, to fight Israel, because it's putting these Palestinians in an apartheid state. I mean, this is the this is the this is what this living. And I think that what we have to say is, it's not just about Jews. The bigger problem is, as I said before, is allowing whatever political propaganda a professor has, or, you know, a professor believes, to allow that to come into the classroom. That's what's got to be uniformly forbidden, right? It doesn't matter whether it's propaganda against Jews or propaganda against against Trump or propaganda against Muslims.
Yeah, but see, the point is,
political propaganda should be part of a public school education.
But the problem is that each group has to take care of its own needs. They're not doing that to Islamic people. They're not doing it, I gather, to Christians much. It's that Jews are the target. The BDS is a target against Jews. And so the Jewish people need to stand up with their allies against this. I mean, that's the whole point, is that you can't be there for every single group. It's not going to work that way. It just won't work.
No, but I think that we have to stand up for the principle. I do think that we have to stand up for the principle. Yes, we have to use the example that makes the case for our group. For sure, I'm going to talk about anti-Semitism. I'm not going to talk about other issues that aren't as meaningful to me. But I can give the example of what's wrong with this curriculum, but not what's wrong with this curriculum. What's wrong with any curriculum that would allow the drafters of that curriculum to inject their political propaganda in order to indoctrinate their students?
We have to take a break, but let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Do you say point blank in your letter that this is anti-Semitism?
We do, but we say that's not the issue. We say the issue is there needs to be safeguards against any political propaganda.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's generalizing it. That's exactly what the Democrat House did with Omar. Instead of condemning her for anti-Semitism, they condemned hate. It generalizes it out of any meaning.
Mike, we'll come back after the break, but that's a different story in my opinion.
We'll come back and pick it up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love scooping cat litter. Said no one ever. That's why I have a litter robot. It's an automatic self-cleaning litter box for cats. That really works. The litter robot totally eliminates the need for scooping dirty cat litter. No more scooping. Yay! And it really reduces those litter box odors. You wouldn't even know I have cats. Plus, there's always a clean bed of litter. Now I don't have to worry about dirty litter box paws on my kitchen counter. Litter robot makes it so easy. I don't have to buy any expensive proprietary products. All I have to do is empty the waste drawer when indicated and add clean litter as needed. It's that simple. I really wasn't sure if my cats would use it, but when I saw that the litter robot came with a 90-day money-back guarantee, I couldn't wait to try it. And I'm so glad I did, because my cats love their litter robot. I wish I would have invested in the litter robot years ago. Thank you, litter robot. You're a life changer.
Litter robot is backed by an 18-month warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Order today at litterrobot.com and get free shipping. Litterrobot.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Get back into the conversation, Mike Siegel, will you? Tammy Rossman Benjamin of the Amcha Initiative is here. They're working with 82 other groups fighting against a, I guess you could call it a syllabus for all California high schools that is embedded with anti-Semitism, and that's our concern. I'll ask the question and then let you give the answer so that the audience can get the context here. Omar, would you agree that she's virulently anti-Semitic, first of all?
Yes.
Okay. So she makes these statements, and then there is a resolution proposed in the House, or they tried to get one proposed, to condemn her anti-Semitism. Now, they did it to Congressman Steve King of Iowa on his acerbic comments. He got stripped of his committee memberships because he had said things about other groups. And they targeted directly what he said and targeted directly him. His was really mild compared to Omar. And yet, when it got to the floor, Jewish guys like Elliot Engel or Jerry Nadler or any of that crowd in the House on the Jewish side cowed. They just cowered to this move to generalize it to say all hate is bad. It's like said, not even, you might as well not say it at all. Obviously, all hate is bad, but she didn't talk about all hate. She talked about anti-Semitic comments. Why is that any different than in California, your group's saying this kind of thing is bad in any form, but not focus specifically on the anti-Semitism? That's the real issue. Why is there a difference between those two?
Those two situations are apples and oranges, Mike. The Ilhan Omar situation, the purpose of the resolution was to condemn her anti-Semitic remarks. And the fact that it got watered down was an outrage. Right? That was the whole purpose of it. The whole purpose of that particular legislative act, that resolution, was to condemn anti-Semitism and particularly her anti-Semitic remarks. And the fact that that's not what came out in the end is what was so upsetting to everybody. And well, it should be. But I'm not making anything like that case here. I'm not talking about all hate. I'm not trying to say this is about all hate. No. I'm trying to say that if you allow politically driven faculty to inject their ethnic hatred, their hatred of Jews, of Israel, into the curriculum, it's going to be hurtful for Jews. But what's the problem isn't the anti-Semitism. See, again, it's strategic. It's how do you want to, or what do you want to fight? Do you want to fight the anti-Semitism, or do you want to fight the system, the process that got that anti-Semitism into the curriculum? I think that that's the right thing to address, because it's not, because we're not trying to, we're not, I don't think that we need to make the case. I mean, I think there are people making the case that, that this is anti-Semitic and you have to take the anti-Semitism out. And of course, that needs to get out of the curriculum. But our point is sort of above and beyond that, which is if you don't have safeguards against the injection of this kind of political hatred into the curriculum, you're always going to have an anti-Semitic, right, especially when it comes from this field, right? The field is, of ethnic studies is rife with anti-Semitism, absolutely right, rife with anti-Semitism.
Right. The point I want to make in response to that is that you just made the case for what I said, because it's about Omar as a specific example, and it's about anti-Semitism in the document in California as a specific example. But when you go after Omar in the Congress, you're basically saying if she's chastised or stripped from her committees, let's say, that you cannot do this and get away with it in the Congress. And so you are dealing with the larger issue in Congress. By condemning somebody, you're warning the others, back off. Same thing in California. You're making the case about anti-Semitism, and if it wins, you're warning people in California's educational system, back off. So I don't see the difference in those two strategies.
It's because what are you asking them to back off from? Are you asking them to back off from anti-Semitism, or are you asking them to back off from injecting their politics into the classroom?
What you just said is it. And that same thing, and don't inject anti-Semitism into the Congress. Don't inject anti-Semitism into the classroom.
But it's not, but the problem is, it's not just about that. That you can't, you can't just have a rule that says you can't put anti-Semitism into a curriculum or into the classroom. It doesn't make any sense. Right, and people will see it for what it is, which is a special pleading. You have to say this: there's a corruption of the whole educational system.
Well, but Tammy, now wait a second. Ironically, South Carolina, a state where I presume there's not a whole lot of Jews, as you well know, I'm sure, and I interviewed the legislator who proposed the bill in South Carolina. They actually passed a law that now they have to keep track of anti-Semitic acts in South Carolina. They focus specifically on anti-Semitism as the centerpiece of the law. You can make anti-Semitism a centerpiece of a law.
But I don't think it's going to get at the problem, especially not in this case, because anti-Semitism is, as I said, woven into the fabric of ethnic studies. It is woven into its very fabric. And I think that it will be very difficult to actually just focus on anti-Semitism when the larger problem, the place where we have so many allies, right, is in this bigger issue of political indoctrination.
Yeah, the only problem with that is it doesn't work, because when they sanitized the resolution in the Congress, Jewish people got forgotten about. And if you go into the larger issue in California, it's still going to, it's not going to stop the anti-Semitism. And by the way, I'm not saying people aren't going to be anti-Semitic. Obviously they are. What you stop is the behavior of injecting that stuff into the document requiring high school kids to learn anti-Semitic elements. That's what you stop, is that. Not I don't even want to stop somebody from being anti-Semitic. They have a right to be anti-Semitic, but they don't have a right to inject it into a public school system where the taxpayers are funding hate.
Right, but that's the issue, that they're funding hate. They are funding this targeting of political enemies. And I think that in order for the taxpayers to get it, they have to see that this is directed at a lot of groups. And yes, the anti-Semitism is absolutely wrong. I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just saying that the issue is so much bigger than that. And that if you want to get at the core of it, if you want to sort of root out the rot, you've got to look at the bigger picture, which is the extent to which these faculty have considered sort of these curricula and their classrooms as their political playgrounds.
Has any other group been targeted in this document?
There are individuals that are targeted, like...
No, I know, like Trump and that. But I mean groups. Are Christians targeted? Are Islamic people targeted? Is the Baha'i faith targeted? Are Buddhists targeted?
I don't think anybody. There are other people who are looking into that. I can't speak for any other group. I have a laser focus on Jews and anti-Semitism. That's what compels me, and that's what gets me to see that this is really unacceptable, because this is filled with hate. And this is the example, right? And it's but I think that we have to see this is much bigger. That it's going to destroy our educational system, not the anti-Semitism. What's going to destroy our educational system is if we allow faculty to use their pulpits, you know, their classrooms and the development of curricula as sort of bully pulpits to promote a hateful political ideology, we're in big trouble. But that's exactly what's happening in California.
Well, it's a great debate. I think if you talk about it in general terms, it misses the point, because people who are anti-Semitic don't believe they are. And they just miss the point that this stuff is anti-Semitic. They don't see anti-Semitism. You have to point it out to them. So you have to focus, to me, you have to focus on the statements and the educational, so-called educational elements that lead to anti-Semitism. And that's really the issue.
Except there's already tremendous, a lot of this stuff is focused on Israel. Right. Even BDS. Yes, there are many states that say BDS is anti-Semitic. The German government says BDS is anti-Semitic. But there are plenty of people who disagree. Right?
That's fine. The people can disagree, but you want to have government, and California's education system is part of government. You want to have official statements that this is wrong, so that if people do it, they're violating that sanction. Tammy, it's great to talk to you. I know your voice is, you sound great, but I know it's been bothering you, so thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Dendavite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.